Robots Radio. Games. Lore. Stories. Community. Just press play. Welcome to the Fallout Lorecast, the podcast that explores the boundaries of our knowledge about the world of Fallout. All right, welcome back to the Fallout Lorecast. This is your host, Tom, or Robots, and I am super excited. We got a new trailer for the Fallout TV show just last week, and I'm sure, like everyone else, I've watched it multiple times. I'm very excited about the things that are going on in there. When the first trailer dropped, I was still a little apprehensive. I was kind of holding back a little bit. I was excited and hopeful, but you never know. You never know with movies and TV shows, with the transition from games into those formats. Like, you never know. You never know if it's going to be good or not. But this new trailer has really increased my excitement for the series. I have high hopes, but the main point of this episode today is a list of creatures that I want to see on the Fallout TV show. Creatures that I want to say show up somewhere. And maybe it's not even in the first season. Maybe it's some season down the line somewhere. But these are creatures that I think absolutely would be amazing to see on the show. And I'm not going for a specific character. Sometimes certain creatures are actually people, or they have personalities, or they're certain ones. No, I'm going for general creature types, and or maybe more specific creature types that I think absolutely I would love to see on the big screen, on my big TV screen. I guess nobody's watching these in a movie theater, unless that's a thing. Maybe it's so good and we can all go to the theater and watch it together. Anyway, and this doesn't include humanoid creatures like super mutants and ghouls. I'm just assuming we're going to come across those for sure in the show. Let's get started with Tom's big list of creatures he wants to see in Fallout. I should make a jingle. Tom's big list of creatures he wants to see in Fallout. Do-do-do-do-do. Excuse me, my voice is a little scratchy. All right, let's get started. All right, before we get too far ahead of ourselves, we have to take stock of the creatures that we have seen so far in the trailers. We got to go over those first, because I'm not going to double up on something that, hey, you're going to be like, oh, well, hey, we already saw it. It's in the trailer. So first of all, dog meat. We've got dog meat. Dog meat's a creature, right? I mean, he's not like a wild creature, but he's a creature you come across. And in each of the games, you find him in different ways, but he's kind of out there in the wilderness. You come across him. And if you're new to the show and you're interested in any of these creatures, there's probably an episode somewhere in the almost 300 episodes of the show about them. So if you want to look up more information about dog meat, go back, listen. But real quick, dog meat is usually a character that you come across as the main protagonist of the story. He's been in Fallout since the very first Fallout game. He is somebody who can be a companion and often will do extra things for you. I mean, he can't do things that the human companions or like the ghoul companions or whoever, like humanoid companions, can. But there are some things that he can do that they don't. For example, in Fallout 4, he can find things as you wander around the environment, and he kind of barks at stuff to let you know that it's over there. He can also pin down enemies and help you fight, although he doesn't do as much damage as, say, you know, handing one of your companions a minigun or something. But he's a good companion, and if you're a dog lover, he's a dog, so that's pretty great too. Unfortunately, in the trailer, it looks like dog meat at least gets injured, if not dies at some point, and that's a bummer. So maybe we'll end up with a second dog meat at some point. I guess we're not really sure yet, but we'll find out. As you probably know, this episode is being recorded before the show comes out, but in case you're coming back to this later, That's where we're at. Secondly, we see a Yaogwai. There's a giant looking mutated bear that comes out in the trailer and attacks some of the Brotherhood of Steel. Somebody in a power armor suit kind of flings them around a little bit. These are no joke. These show up in the games. And like many creatures across the games, there really isn't much more of an explanation that's needed for these other than, hey, you have an animal in the wilderness. These things got mutated, and now they are giant, scary versions of the thing that they used to be. So these used to be black bears, and Yaogwai is Mandarin, and it translates to monster or demon. So these things are considered extremely dangerous, and you do not want to have to deal with them. But hopefully if you do, you've got some power armor and a big weapon handy. Also in the trailer, we can see what I think is a gulper. This is a creature that comes out of the water. It has a big flat mouth with these like finger-like little tentacles on the inside. The closest thing that we have to this design that we see in the trailer in the games is a gulper. Now, gulpers are giant mutated salamanders. The idea here is that they just keep getting bigger. Throughout their entire lives, they continue to grow. So seeing a giant one that's big enough to eat a person come out of a lake is not impossible. They also will climb up in trees. Like, you can see them around up in trees, just like hanging around real high above you. And this is something that is very dangerous for humans. We have this tendency to not look up and down very much. We have kind of this band of vision that goes side to side, but our vision vertically is very limited. Like, for example, if there's somebody standing on a roof, a lot of times people will just walk by and they won't notice the person up in the roof. Same thing for gulpers. If they're up at the top of a tree and you even though they're gigantic and you happen to walk underneath, they might just drop down and get you and you might be surprised. You're like, where did this thing come from? Did it just spawn in here in the world? No, it was up in a tree. And yes, it wants to eat your face. So I think that thing's a gulper. So those are off the list from the beginning, just to let you know, because they're already confirmed. They're going to be in the show. Let's talk about the first creature that I would recommend, or at least I want to really see in the show. And we have to put this in the beginning because everybody's going to expect this. Deathclaws. Deathclaws absolutely need to be in the show somewhere. Now, how much and in what capacity? I'm not really sure. I guess it just depends on how it fits into the story. But Deathclaws wander around in the wilderness. They tend to be solo unless they are a mother who is watching their children or the eggs or those kinds of things. They can roam around in packs or be located in packs. But normally that's more of a familial situation with young Deathclaws and their mothers being nearby and those kinds of things. Deathclaws are no joke. There's a reason why they are called Deathclaws. They are the biggest, scariest monster from the very first Fallout game. They show up across the series. They are iconic. And in some cases, in Fallout 2, they are intelligent and there are furry ones that you can talk to. And in the later games, there are variations on Deathclaws. They come in kind of slightly mutated forms. In Fallout 76, which some people argue may or may not be actual canon at some point, but for right now, seems like it's canon, even though sometimes it breaks the timeline a little bit when it comes to certain types of items and things that are going on in that game compared to the others. But for right now, we'll consider it canon. And in that game, you've got even Deathclaws that have the Scorched Plague, which is a big deal in Fallout 76. And some can be albino, and there are other variations. Some are even legendary. There's a whole thing. Go back and listen to the episode about Deathclaws. But real briefly, these were supposed to be search and destroy mission creatures designed by the United States military. The idea was, if you could put a bunch of these on a battlefield, you wouldn't need actual human soldiers to go do what you need to do, at least when it came to destroying or intimidating the enemy. These evolved from Jackson's Chameleon. That's the type of creature. Jackson's Chameleon is the full name. And they are gigantic. They are extremely, extremely strong. Very scary. They look like these horned monsters with big teeth. If you are coming from the TV show and you haven't seen one of these yet, because I don't know if it's in it, and you haven't played the games, look these up. Extremely scary. Big teeth, big horns, big demon-looking monsters, basically. So here's why I think these would be good to see in the TV show. First of all, they're iconic. They show up in all the Fallout games. They are up there with things like Nuka-Cola, Power Armor, the Brotherhood of Steel, Deathclaws. They're on that list of absolutely top level things that you would expect to see in every Fallout iteration ever. Secondly, I think that they would look amazing on the screen. With the quality of the special effects that we've seen so far in the series, and the kinds of things they could do with these. I'm not sure how it fits into the plot. I'm not sure about the overall plot yet, but any moment where our characters happen to be walking through the wilderness, they could stumble across a Deathclaw. It could happen. I also think that it would be a really cool way to explain how dangerous the wilderness is. And I know that we're going to have gulpers and Yaogwai. And so that clearly makes the wilderness look dangerous. These are big, scary creatures. But Deathclaws turn it up to 11. They push it up even more. And I think that that is a wonderful device, I guess you could say, to use in the series when we're introduced to these characters, we're introduced to how lawless the wilderness is, how dangerous the wilderness is, what these mutant creatures might be like in these different locations, how they're big and scary and potentially want to eat people. And then you get used to that. And then later on in the series or later on in the season, you need to ramp it up a little bit more. And so you have a situation where maybe you hear it walking in the distance, kind of like a Jurassic Park Tyrannosaurus kind of situation. And the characters look at each other, and one of them, maybe Lucy, says to Maximus, is that another giant bear? Or something like that. And he goes, oh no, this is way bigger. Right? And you have one of those moments where you hint at it, but you don't reveal it right away. And maybe it's tracking them and they keep getting away from it, and then it seems to catch up again. And then eventually, when you don't expect it, giant Deathclaw head pops up in a scene and, you know, looking between some trees or something, and holy crap, all hell breaks loose. So you probably expected that one to be on the list. And I think that it would be hard to do Fallout without some reference to Deathclaws somewhere. The next thing on my list, we talked about the gulper. We have these water creatures, right? And water creatures can be very scary. I hope we get to see some Mirelurks. Mirelurks, again, show up across the series, and unlike the gulper, are more crustacean than, I guess, reptile or amphibian. Salamanders, I think, are amphibians, right? Mirelurks are, let's say you take a crab and, I don't know, a lobster, and again, you mutate them so that they become these giant creatures with these big shells, this funny little head that sits in the front, big claws. They walk on multiple legs. They can be down in the mud with their shell kind of covering them, and that keeps them from being noticed easily. And they usually are along these like shorelines of these water areas. And then they stand up and they are as tall or taller than a human, and they've got these giant claws, and they all just kind of go, oh, you look like food, or whatever they're planning to do with you. I don't even know if they eat people, but they are scary. They are giant monsters. They show up in water locations, which we see at least one of in the trailer. And I think that they are also iconic. They go across the series, at least having first shown up, I believe, in Fallout 3. And they're difficult to deal with. Their weak point is their face. You've got to deal with that big shell. You got to get in there and somehow kill this big creature that wants to, you know, chop you up with its big claws. So not super easy to deal with. I would imagine a scene similar to the scene that we see in the trailer where these kind of pop out of the water unexpectedly. But since they're already doing that with what appears to be the gulper, having another situation, say traveling through the wilderness again, and they, let's say they've already shown the gulper to the audience, and then you have a scene where they're walking past, say, a body of water, and one of the characters, maybe Lucy, being unaware of the wilderness and how dangerous this is. It goes, there's a lake. Maybe we can refresh our water bottles or whatever. And Maximus says something like, oh no, you want to be careful. And she goes, oh no, it'll be fine. And she walks down to the lake and he's like, oh, but wait, hold on, wait. And instead of a gulper this time, it's Mirelurks. And they don't just like come out of the water and try to eat her. Their little heads poke up out of their little shells, and then they, like a group of them, kind of rise up as she's like looking back at Maximus to talk. And then she turns back around and there's like seven of them all just kind of standing near the shore where she was about to walk to. And she goes, oh, okay, no, not here. Okay, bye. Like turns around and leaves. Some sort of situation like that. Man, I'm giving these like very specific predictions here, and I wonder how close I'm going to be. I bet I'll be off with all of them, but you never know. You never know. I haven't seen the series. All I've seen is what anyone else has seen, the trailers and the screenshots and things like that. But it'll be fun to listen back to this episode and see how right or wrong I was. All right, another one. Let's move on. We were talking crustaceans here because they are these weird evolved, I don't know, lobster crab things. To another kind of creature that's kind of similar. Rad scorpions. Rad scorpions, we're talking scorpions that are now the size of a small car. So not exactly the same thing as a crustacean, but kind of similar. You have an exoskeleton on them. They've got pincers and the big tail. But the thing with rad scorpions, and anybody who's played the games with the rad scorpions, knows that they like to burrow under the sand. They will burrow into the ground, and then they will come back up. And then they will burrow into the sand, and then they will come back up. And they will chase you, and they are hard to kill. And rad scorpions have been in the series from the original games. They've been around for a long time. They are much like some of the other creatures that I'm not going to put on this list. But, I mean, scorpions aren't insects, but they're similar in the way they function, their physical bodies, things like that. And there are some other insects that we get in the Fallout games. Giant ants, for example, show up pretty regularly. I'm not sure that we need giant ants. Giant cockroaches, rad roaches, those would be cool. I think that that's just part of the whole sense of giving you a sense of scale for what can happen. This idea that you come across, say, a roach, and it's normally the size of, you know, fairly small, to all of a sudden it's the size of a dog, and you go, oh my god, I've never seen a roach that big. What is going on? And usually something like rad roaches get hinted at in the vaults in the early parts of the games in order to plant the seeds of what else is out there. I think those would be cool, but in my version of this, I'm going with the rad scorpion, because it does something very similar. Scorpions tend to be fairly small. Now you're going to see something very large, but they also burrow under the sand. And then that gives you not only a sense of, oh, the water's not safe because of whatever, the woods aren't safe because we can't go deal with all these giant bears or whatever, but also if you look out at a swath of, say, what appears to be open desert, where you don't see anything moving around, you then soon realize, oh, that's not safe either. There may be rad scorpions underneath the sand. Holy crap, how do we get anywhere in this world? And I think that's going to be an important lesson for a character like Lucy, who we are seeing through her eyes and experiencing this world for the first time. So the lesson needs to be, nowhere is safe, not even the sand under your feet. And so you just gotta learn to deal with it. All right, I'm gonna go take a quick break and go thank the patrons, and I'll be right back in a minute with a few more creatures that I absolutely want to see in the Fallout TV show.
Hello there, old chap. Good to see another of General Atomic's finest, still eager to serve.
All right, here we are in the middle of the show, and before we get to the patrons, real quick, I've got some new shirts up on the robotsradio.net site. You can get, just go there, click the merch button at the top. There's a Deathclaw shirt, there's a Dog Meat shirt. I think you guys will love these. Go check them out. I don't make a whole lot of money. It's more of, I just have these fun ideas for designs, and I just want to put them out into the world and make people happy. So go check them out. The dog meat's carrying a guy's arm, and he's got a thumbs down. So lots of fun stuff. Go check that out. But thank you so much for listening to the show, for being here. Thank you to our patrons, including, we've got some new patrons, Matt F. and Norman G. Welcome to the Patreon. I hope you're enjoying what you're getting on there. Patreon.com/FalloutLoreCast. And you can get ad-free episodes. There are a ton of episodes. If you're new to the show and you want to binge through all of them without worrying about any of the ads, this is a great way to do it. Sign up. Get almost 300 episodes without any ads. You can also get t-shirts and stickers, or join us on our patron chats. Every month we get together and we talk about what we want to talk about. It's really what you all want to talk about. Everybody votes and we come up with a topic, or play a fun game together, that kind of thing. So go check that out. Thank you for all of your support on there. Also, thank you to those of you who have left 5-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, or have left 5-star reviews on Spotify. If you leave some words with your review on Apple, podcast with your 5-star reviews, then I'll read it out on a future episode of the show. Also, if you just share the show with your friends, I can't do this without you. So thank you so much for being here. All right. That's going to wrap up our mid break. Let's talk about a few more creatures I want to see in the Fallout TV show. Here we go.
If you have any questions about Nuka World, I'd be delighted to answer them.
All right, we're back, and I've got, I think this one's pretty obvious. It's not as exciting as some of the other ones I've mentioned, but it's iconic. It's another one of those iconic creatures. If we have scenes of people living out in the wasteland with their homes and their farms, then it only makes sense that we have Brahmin, the two-headed cows of the Fallout universe. There's not a whole lot to say about them other than you don't ever just see a regular cow. Regular cows are gone. Every cow now has two heads. That's how they work. It's just the species has changed. And if you're a farmer, you've got Brahmin. If you are a merchant, if you are somebody traveling the wasteland needing to haul stuff, you don't have a big van to carry things in. You put your gear and your merchandise on the back of a Brahmin. And I think this would be a wonderful scene to show on the TV show. Maybe they're at a settlement somewhere. Maybe they happen to be wandering from one place to another and they encounter somebody on the road. And the first thing that Lucy sees is a two-headed beast with a huge stack of things on its back. And then somebody walking beside it. And maybe somebody else walking beside it. And by this point, she's primed to be careful about any weird looking creature she comes across. But in this situation, she's taught that not every single weird looking creature is dangerous, that these are docile. They're basically just cows with two heads. And that's fine. And then you end up with the way that scene plays out. And maybe she even pets the cow on one of the heads and then the other head gets a little jealous. And then, you know, just quick little scene. I think that would be a lot of fun. All right, so let's move on to another one. Actually, I've got two specifically from the West Coast games. So one, Fallout 1, Fallout 2, or Fallout New Vegas that I think should definitely show up in this series. First of all, we have the geckos. And if you've played New Vegas or one of the older games, you know what these guys look like. They're kind of cute. They've got these big eyes, they stand up on their back legs, and then they see you from a distance, and they will just run at you. They just run like a little sprinter, just do as fast as they can up to you. And they will come in little packs, you'll see multiples of them, and they're kind of cute, so you feel a little bit bad shooting them in the head, or at least I did. But They are these iconic creatures that when I think of New Vegas, especially some of the earlier parts of playing through New Vegas, when you're out further in the deserts and out in the wastes, these creatures are fairly common. So I would imagine if they're traveling around, say, parts of California and they come across a desert region, that you're going to see something like the geckos out there. And maybe this is another one of those learning situations. Maybe this follows from an encounter with a Brahmin and she thinks, oh, these are cute. Maybe these are nice too. And then it tries to bite her hand off. Something like that. They can come in all sorts of different sizes too. Some of them are very large. Some of them are very small. I didn't do an individual episode on this one in the past, but there originally was supposed to be, at least in New Vegas, a gigantic version of one of these called Gojira. So clearly a reference to Godzilla, but in this case, a mutated gecko that is the size of, I don't know, a 5-story building. Very large. You should go look up pictures. So now that we're out in the desert, there's another desert creature I think would be amazing to see in the show and would, I don't know, anybody who's played Fallout New Vegas will identify with the fear of this creature. The cazador. Cazadores, it's Spanish for hunter, are another type of mutated insect, but this isn't just ants or something. You come across ants in the game and you go, oh, well, shoot it in the head a few times, and you deal with it. You shoot them, they're dead. Cazadores, you can shoot them, you can kill them, but it takes a bit more, and they fly, and they're gigantic. These are big, mutated insects with bright orange wings They have this crazy flight pattern. They're hard to shoot. They are extremely annoying when you play the games. Just imagine a big hornet or wasp. That's basically what these are. They were mutated and specifically designed for some reason at the laboratories of the Big MT, which is one of the expansions for New Vegas, if you haven't played through that. And they got out and they multiplied across the wilderness, the deserts. And they are many people's least favorite thing to deal with in the game, or at least in New Vegas. They're hard to kill. They're unrelenting. They're venomous. They're quick. They're hard to shoot. I can imagine these in the show being something that they completely nope out of, similar to the Deathclaw. I would imagine that if our characters in the TV show come across the Deathclaw, that there's little chance that they actually take it out the first time they come across one. That this is something that they play hide and seek from. Kind of, again, like the Tyrannosaurus Rex from the original Jurassic Park. In this case, I would imagine that they come across a number of these cazadores, and as they get closer, they realize how big they are. And then they take cover in some cave or building or something until these things go away. But you end up with one of those scenes where these show up and try to attack them, and they quickly run for cover and they're able to get out of there somehow. I would imagine that's how this works. But I would also imagine that anybody who's played New Vegas, when they see these things on the screen, are going to absolutely freak out, because they're going to go, oh my God, I hate those. Because that's the response. That's what these elicit, is that just, oh my God, these are the worst. All right. So far, I've got one more to go over, but so far we have covered creatures that are specific to New Vegas. We've covered creatures that are specific to the older games, creatures that show up across the series in Fallout 3 and Fallout 4 also. There are some creatures like the Gulpers, which originally showed up in Fallout 4, which we know are already in the show. I have a creature specific to Fallout 76. And go with me here, because some of you are probably like, oh, I know what you're going to say. And yeah, that doesn't make sense. But I think there's a way to make it make sense. Fallout 76 is known for its cryptids. There are a number of different cryptids you come across. The main cryptid, or at least the most famous of the cryptids, is the Mothman. And if this show is taking place on the West Coast, then why would the Mothman be over on the West Coast and not in Appalachia? We don't see it in any of the other games. I get it. I get the rationale there. But here's what I think. This show is almost 200 years after the events of Fallout 76. 160 or something like that. So there's no reason that these creatures couldn't have spread across America in 160 years. Secondly, I don't think that we end up with a scene where the characters actually come face to face with the Mothman, because that's not how the Mothman works. What we get is the tiniest little Easter egg in the background of a scene somewhere. The characters don't even notice them, or it, and many of us don't even notice it the first time either. It's just hidden, two pairs of glowing red eyes, a sort of moth, fuzzy, out of focus moth-shaped body hovering near some trees on the edge of a forest area in the distance, far enough away that you're not 100% sure that that's what it is. But it's there, and it's watching them from a distance. And we get no actual confirmation. And maybe another one shows up in the next season. Again, at a distance, no actual confrontation. It's just out in the distance. And if you haven't played Fallout 76, go look up the episode where I talk about the Mothman and all the different variations. And I talk with Dave Chaffins about that. He knows, he's one of those guys who just loves cryptids and super deep into it. And the history of the story of the Mothman and all the crazy, wacky urban lore around it. But in the games, they look like giant moths and they have different colored eyes and that sort of thing. So I would imagine just two red eyes in the distance every so often following our characters, our main characters in the show. And maybe in the last season, they get up close to one or something like that happens. But it's not a big deal. It's just something in the background, a little Easter egg for people who know. All right. Those are my creatures I want to see in the Fallout TV show. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being a part of this almost 300 episodes now. I need to design some 300th episode big celebration or something. I'm so bad at that. But if you have ideas, let me know. Also, if you have ideas for creatures that you absolutely want to see in the Fallout TV series and how they would be revealed, let me know. Jump on the Robots Radio Discord. Share your thoughts. I'll be reading through the posts. And there's lots of other people as well who will be posting and sharing and checking out your thoughts, all that stuff. All right. Stay safe out there. There's a bunch of crazy creatures out in the wilderness. I'll see you next time. To plug into everything else we're doing, check out robotsradio.net. Reach out to me on Twitter at robots_radio. Check out the Robots Radio Rocket Club, where you can join me and a bunch of our other creators creating your podcast, starting a new podcast, or helping your current podcast grow. There's more information about that on robotsradio.net as well. And you can always talk with us and the entire community, over 2,000 people on the Robots Radio Discord. Come join us. We'd love to chat with you. See you guys next time.